In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Thomas Aquinas, at the very beginning of his greatest work, the Summa Theologica, tells us that there are three different senses, spiritual senses, of sacred scripture. The first sense is an allegorical sense, when something demonstrates or foreshadows, typifies in some way a reality of our Lord Jesus Christ, or indeed our Lord himself. The third kind is the anagogical sense. Put simply, it's the sense concerning heaven, concerning our future glory. And the second sense is a moral sense. That is to say, sacred scripture illustrates various points that instruct us on how we should live our Christian lives. The life of the great Saint John the Baptist exemplifies all three of these senses in various ways. The allegorical sense, for he is the last and the greatest of the prophets. He is greater than Moses, greater than Abraham. He is the last type of our Lord, and indeed, as the saint said, by his very proximity to our Lord, God the Father has shown the greatness of Saint John the Baptist. Saint John the Baptist also exemplifies the anagogical sense, or something about our future glory in heaven. Saint Ambrose comments today's Holy Gospel by pointing out that some saints have the privilege of receiving their name directly from God. Indeed, we all at the end of time, as Saint John the Evangelist reveals in his Apocalypse, will receive a name known only to our Lord, a name that perfectly encapsulates who and what we are to the God who knows and loves us, in whom we live, move, and have our being. However, I'd like to focus with you briefly on the moral sense, that is to say, what we may learn from the life of Saint John the Baptist for our own moral life as Christians. Firstly, of course, the manner of his death. Saint John the Baptist dies as a martyr to marriage. He dies as a witness before Herod the king, who had iniquitously taken to himself the wife of his brother. Saint John the Baptist dies as a martyr to the truth about marriage and its place of pride at the center of God's creation and the redemption of that same creation in Christ, the bridegroom of Holy Mother Church. However, there's also another moment that illustrates a great moral teaching for our Christian lives, and it's the feast that we'll celebrate in little more than a week, the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You remember well the scene, undoubtedly. Blessed Virgin Mary is made aware that her cousin Elizabeth has conceived Saint John the Baptist in her womb, she who is considered sterile. And she hastens to visit her cousin and to be of service to her. Our Lady in this solemn moment brings our Blessed Savior in her own womb as the new Ark of the Covenant to sanctify Saint John the Baptist. The moral lesson for our own lives is that we can do no better at the beginning of any great work, just as our Blessed Mother hastens to sanctify the work of the precursor of her Son, the only begotten Son of God. We can do no better in our own lives than to bring all of our works and projects to our Blessed Mother first. Indeed, it's proper to say, in fact, that she comes to us. We need merely invite her in, like Saint Elizabeth. As Monsignor Vach, our founder, prior general in the Institute, who today celebrates his anniversary of priestly ordination, is accustomed to say, Saint John the Baptist is in some ways the first son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, having received his sanctification in the womb through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So let us take home that moral lesson this evening, that may all of our works, all of our labors and projects begin with our Blessed Mother, inviting her into our lives that she might bring the full blessings of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.